Technology is really helpful, isn't it? Until it's not. I've had a computer crash all week. I've had crashes, and because of the iCloud, it crashed my other computers. It's been quite a disaster. I'm down to a few things that have to be fixed, but by golly, it was challenging, wasn't it? My goodness, it was a real challenge. And I say to all of you today, as I begin this this work today, I'm plagued with computer problems as we speak. Things that are happening all the time, little bugs that get in the way, right? Little bugs that are bothersome. Little bugs that are bothersome. And what do we do about that? I have to continue. I can't stop talking. I have to continue. This morning, I do have chapter 45, which has been the five C's for years. So as I was beginning and working on this throughout the week, I always update everything 2022. I don't give you like the same recording from 1935, you know what I mean? So I, excuse me, I always update it and I get it current. And so this morning, I come to you having worked on this, thinking in my mind about people that have been here, people that have gone, people that have come, people that have come and go, people that come with a happy face, people that leave with not a happy face, or they come with not a happy face and they leave with a happy face, or they stay, or they come. People that are on the phone right now make good money. You have a good life. You have a good living. Those that are just starting out, they we all know how you feel. There is many people that are not on the phone. People that are not lucky enough to be on the Christian environment of making money with God. Those people struggle in a way that you don't. Isn't that interesting? They struggle with a way you don't. This morning I changed the title, chapter 45. I changed it from the five C's to unresolved conflict, the five C's and four principles. Why? Why? Because I thought to myself, let me take an example of people in my mind that have been here, made a lot of money, been very successful and quit. They got the answers and they quit. Let me think about some people that have been here for a long time and they stayed the course. The clients that that I know that make a good living, they stay in contact with me. They work with me for years. Why? Because as small business owners, we're not lucky enough to have a boardroom, a bunch of people that make $300,000-$500,000 a piece to watch our backs. And by the way, how many clients have I had that have those people and they're still in trouble? You are in the good old days right now, all of you. But as I look back on John and the things that we have done together, there was many unresolved conflict that I will explain, and the four principles that we live by here to stay in line. So I've had clients say to me before, let me get this straight. Without you, I'm going to fail. The answer is apparently, because there doesn't seem to be a whole long list of people at your front door that want to help you. But after we get going, then the trick is how to stay there once you get going. How to stay there. Arrogance will come after you. Independence, self-esteem, it all comes after you. And what I'm going to tell you today, I learned chapter 45 in the wake of all the disaster that I caused. I now use chapter 45 to avoid that. Can I do it all the time? No, of course not. None of us can. But chapter 45 and what's in it? It is the solution. Get your pencils right. For those of you that are doing assignments now, nice. For those of you that aren't doing assignments, do them. Do them. Step up to the plate. This isn't church where you get to come in, sit back, kick back, and be entertained by the worship team and by the pastor. This is your job. This is your life. Do the assignment. Quit being a bum. Quit thinking you're above it or you're too busy for it. Come on. I got to do it. You got to do it. And whether you think so or not, I'm busier than you. How can I know that? I just can. Chapter 45, Unresolved Conflict, the Five C's, and the Four Principles. Maybe next year I'll call it Chapter 45, the Five C's, Unresolved Conflict, and the Four Principles. But today, Chapter 45, it has the five C's in it, that's for sure. But the five C's, in order to do them right, you have to go through unresolved conflict. Four principles, you have to have them in there. I'll explain them now. We start with the five C's: content, continuity, contact, conditions, and closings. What happens in a project? You need all five or none at all. When you're at work, the four principles that I'll mention in a moment, they're the same. You'll need all four or none at all. I'll explain, but let's first outline it. Did you ever meet a person that starts and doesn't finish or makes a mess out of it? Expects other people to do it instead, fails constantly and consistently, fails at supporting others, fails at correctness and goodness and normal affairs of life, fails at win-win and doing business deals, delights at free opportunities. You want to be one of those people? I was. I didn't think so at the time. Oh, no. I thought I was a player, a gamer, an insider. You know, some time ago, a very important person told me, leaders look for potential in youngsters working through their 20s. However, in their 30s, the interest is in hard assets. We're all done entertaining potential. Time to see what you've done with it. Oh yeah, baby, let me say it again. Leaders look for potential in youngsters working through their 20s. However, in their 30s, the interest is in hard assets. We're all done entertaining potential. Time to see what you've done with it. Wow, that's pretty cool. Let's move along to a tough concept. Unresolved conflict. I'm going to explain the five C's shortly. I am going to explain content, continuity, contact, conditions, and closings. I'm going to do it. I just got to give you a little bit of an overview of all the tools that we have to use in our toolbox today. Unresolved conflict. I'm going to talk about that first. It was invented as a solution to my bad behavior because the five C's takes a minute to do it. You got to have some tools to do the five C's. Unresolved conflict is something that goes along with it. It's the process of acceptance. Unresolved conflict is the process of acceptance. You got to accept the fact that this is going to take some time. Not completing a job over and over and over and over and over again is different than working on something day after day after day after day until one day it's done. Not completing a job over and over and over and over again, it's different than working on something day after day after day after day until it's done. That, my friends, is commitment. Commitment. I'm not just talking about cleaning the garage or going to the dentist. I'm talking about relationships, personal dynamics, quality control, big stuff. Not that going to the dentist isn't big, you know what I mean? Overhead that should be dealt with day by day, week by week, month by month, day by day, until you actually have money in the bank. And you can prevail without a line of credit. Unresolved conflict takes time to correct the things that matter. Quite a bit of time, actually. Quite a bit of time. Unresolved conflict is the process of solution. To loose ends, unattended assignments, things not done, relationships not mended. Also, to keep things from getting out of line, you can use this chapter up front, right? Before all these problems. So things don't get out of whack in the first place. I, of course, learned it because of the disaster I'd left behind in my wake. So moving on to the four principles. Moving on. Unresolved conflict. It takes time. And we're immediate. We want it right now, don't we? We want it right now. We want it all right now. Right now, I tell you. Give it to me. Yeah, I want it right now. I want it right now. Well, some things take time. Some things take time. Now, as I go to the four principles, I'm giving you some tools for the five C's. I'm giving you some tools. Okay? 1 Corinthians 9, 24-7. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run? But only one receives the prize. So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. Hang on a second. The only time I needed to blow my nose, actually, is when we start this thing. You know, before that, I'm fine. So what is this 1 Corinthians telling me? 1 Corinthians 9, 24, 20. What's it telling me? It's telling me I don't run aimlessly. I'm not boxing it. You know, I'm practicing all the time. Practicing, practicing, practicing. I'm never doing. I'm not doing that. I'm working out so I can get in the race and compete. And I'm not going for a perishable wreath. I'm going for an imperishable wreath. That's something that is of God. That's something that's spiritual. That's something that's forever. Not something that is not forever, something that's forever. Now you got some tools here. We start with 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. We have unresolved conflict, and now we have continuity, content, contact, conditions, and clothing. Let's start with number one, content. I gave those things in the wrong order. Flush out a complete idea, beginning to end. Whatever is best for the plan, be careful to listen and identify correctly what is best in the situation. Identify the content. If things are sadly out of alignment somewhere, gently provide a better route to achieve the goal. And remember, always leave people with their dignity, lest you be perceived as a braggart or an insulter. Be an example of the Lord's guidance. Plan it and then agree. Understand what you're doing. Content. Understand. 1 Corinthians 14:40. But all things should be done decently and in order. The idea of let's get started and we'll see what happens doesn't pay well. It doesn't pay well. It wastes money and it ruins good relationships. Number one, content. Number two, continuity. In a situation or a problem, there must be a timeline for the production of the project or an outline for things that need to be done in a relationship. Times and dates of each portion completed. Be sure to interact with people and explain all aspects so there is an understanding of the build order. If you're doing something at work, it's a build order. It's a process. It needs to be done. You got to know what others are doing. There has to be continuity. A collective understanding and comprehension of the plan by both employees and customers is critical. How does that have to do with what about a personal relationship? Same thing. You got to watch over it all the time. See what's going on with you, with your partner, with your spouse. These are important things. Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. You don't just get on the phone and say, yeah, okay, I'll do it. Whatever, I'll do it because you told me to. Blah, blah. Continuity means of good cheer. You get in there at continuity. You want to make sure it works right. So we have content. We know what it is. Continuity. We know we have a timeline to get things done. We have a list of things. Three, contact. Contact, very important. You got to have frequently, hourly communication with all employees involved, all people involved, whoever it is, whether it's a project at work, like I'm saying, or a personal item. Never leave any aspect unattended, ever. All of us made that mistake. Delegation can be very expensive. You know that. Quality control will suffer without you. Delegation is the most expensive thing people do. Well, the most expensive things that people do is revenge. Revenge is the most expensive line item. Just set it down. Delegation is right in there, though. Watchful eye on your part. Direction, purpose, vision, inspiration for the troops. Stay in contact with people. Not only is that the best way to keep an eye on things, it's also how people realize their importance to you and feel respect. Contact. Got to have contact with people, right? Is somebody else going to help you with your spouse? Hey, Bob, will you go help me with your spouse? Hey, Wilma, will you go help me with... No, you don't do that at work either. You got to do it. Somebody else going to raise your kids for you? Somebody else going to raise, you know, Billy and, you know, and Debbie? No, you got to do it. You got it. Well, same at work. Same with all relationships. You got to do it. Okay, so that's three, right? Content, got to know what's going on. Continuity, there's a timeline to get it done. And contact, got to stay in contact while this timeline's going on. Got to stay in contact. You know what you're doing. Got to stay in contact. Make sure everything's going on. Conditions, oh, this is a big one. Payment schedules, change orders, man hours, profit, finish dates, agreed upon language in the event of unforeseen challenges. Can you apply that to your personal life? You bet you can. The conditions of the relationship. What I'm going to do, what you're going to do. That is conditions. All these things must be discussed. Oh, yeah, in detail. Prior to job start and during. You can apply this to your relationships, can't you? Okay, honey, before the job starts, this is what my job is. What? Yeah, of course. Of course. It only brings you closer to everyone. In the case of unforeseen issues and challenges, this number four is very important. With unforeseen things that happen, there have to be some rules in place. Budgets must be recalibrated as problems arise. Things have to be agreed upon. Sometimes there's a stop to everything. We got to recalibrate. Push back always against unfair expectations. When your employee says, hey, you know what? You should you know, you should absorb these costs because we didn't know about it up front. Baloney, you should. He didn't know about it. You didn't know about it. It has to be recalibrated. This is the cost of doing business. It's not your job to step up to the plate for their dreams, their job. Your job is to do what needs to be done. Well, yes, it is. So these are the conditions. Budgets sometimes must be recalibrated. Timelines must be recalibrated. Things must be recalibrated and agreed upon. Conditions. Push back against unfair expectations, not only in them, but in yourself. Unrealistic expectations. Timelines that are unrealistic. Well, you better deliver it by the first. No. It's better to do things right, no matter what. Your company absorbing costs for things, and all those things, get real, kids. We're not in any position to absorb anybody's mistakes, including our own. Well, if you made a mistake, that's different. The conditions are that we don't want to make mistakes. That's why we're here talking about Chapter 45. Quality control is because your eye is on it. If there is a problem, your eye wasn't on it. You made the mistake. So let's get back to four, conditions. Conditions. Never agree to things by pressure. You better do it. Agree to them because it's correct. Keep your perspective. Allow for wisdom, ingenuity, and discretion. Always discretion. Cool heads prevail. Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Oh, yeah. Okay, so now we got it. We're putting it together here. Content, continuity, contact, conditions, and now closing. Closing. Whoever's moving around, mute your phone, please. It's very distracting, and you know how much we love you, so mute your phone. Closing, without the ability to ask for money, you're wasting your time. Well, they won't give us a job again because, you know, they want to pay us on. Stop it. You're here to make money for your family. You're not here to provide credit. You're not a bank. Your job is to do good work for an honest wage. Take care of your family and the responsibility God has given you. Yeah, and part of it is paying, getting paid. When you complete the job and don't ask for money in a timely manner, it's a breach of your fiduciary duty. Plain and simple. Closing. All you men out there that are married to women, right? Closing. You can bet your wife is going to say, "Did you do this? Did you do that?" She's closing it, man. She's putting a close. She's the great closer, right? Yeah, well, same thing at work. Is it done? We need to be paid. Is the car fixed, honey? Because I need to drive the kids to work. I mean, to school. It's a closer, man. We need number five, closing. Produce the job well, deliver on time, and collect the money. Don't be afraid to risk the relationships to ask for cash. Let me say it again, brothers and sisters. Don't be afraid to risk the relationship asking for the cash. You don't risk the relationship when you go, "Hey, honey, did you make dinner? Is it ready yet? Or do you want me to go get it?" You're closing it. Did you make dinner or not? Okay, you didn't. Okay, I'm going to go get something. Well, let's go get it. Everybody jump in the car. You know, mom needs some help. We're closing it, right? Well, we learn all this great stuff at home, and then we don't use it at work. James 4:17. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Oh, let me say that again. A lot of things I'm saying again this morning, huh? Because they're important. James 4:17. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is a sin. The five C's. Live your life by a man. Content, continuity, contact, conditions, and closing. Now, hey, kids, that's not all. With your 1995 and the Ginsu knife, you get a new... No. With your five C's, you also get the four principles. Four principles. Is that a good thing? Yeah, you got to have all this stuff. It fits together like a glove. Four principles. What are they? Principle number one is family first, business first. Principle number two is always supportive, slightly detached, and always equal. Principle number three is the truth to the right person at exactly the right time. Okay, principle number four, never expect the company to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Now, of course, I'm going to explain that. I just wanted to give you the lay of the land, kids. I didn't want you to, you know, go to sleep listening to me, okay? Principle number one, family first, business first. Long story short, it's hard for either one to exist without the other. It's hard for either one to exist without the other one. Without family, business is pretty hard. Without business, family is pretty hard. Goes well with the lesson, doesn't it? Yeah. Best if you get the job done well and get paid, good for the company, good for the family. 1 Timothy 5:8. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Hey! God is not kidding around when you got the blessings that every one of you have received. He's not kidding around. I know there's a lot in this chapter, but you need all of it. You guys are leaders. You guys have been given, anointed and appointed. You have been given authority. You got to act like it. You got to use it. You got to be the man, the myth, the legend. You got to be that. In the grace of God, you can be that. Without him, not so much. Well, why don't you say the girl, the myth, the legend? Because I'm not a girl. But I can't tell you, ladies, you got to be that. You got to be that. When you're large and in charge, you got to be that. You got to be that. 1 Timothy 5:8 is for real. Anybody that doesn't provide for his relatives and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. You got to do what needs to be done. Do it. Do it. Stop clowning around. Do it. Principle number one, family first, business first. They're the same thing. Principle number two, always supportive, slightly detached, and always, always equal. What does that mean? It means you're not above anybody or below anybody. We are all equal in the sight of God, and we better act like it. Just because you're large and in charge doesn't mean you're better than anybody else. It means you got more responsibility. Buck up, daddy-o. Step up to the plate. Knock one out of the park. In the grace of God. By the grace of God. Oh, yeah. Have faith that you can do it. Yes, sir. Step up to the plate. Point to where you're going to hit that ball and slam one out of the park. Is that truth? That's truth. Always supportive. Slightly detached and always, always equal. Always supportive is with good solutions for people. You got good. You're there. You're supportive. You're good. You got good solutions. We're not here to have constructive criticism. Last week, right? Good solutions. Good solutions. Slightly detached so you don't get mad when people say and do irritating things. Because they're going to do it. They're going to do irritating things for you. Just like you do irritating things, they're going to do irritating things. Stay back a little bit so you have perspective, yeah? A little bit back a little bit, right? Stay slightly detached so you don't get mad. Well, that's easy to do unless it's your daughter, right? Or your son. Truth. True that. Truth. Your family definitely. your kids definitely test your patience, right? Well, we practice on our kids so that we're really good at it at work, right? Things, you got to step back a little bit. Slightly detached and always, always equal. Finally, the last one. We're equal in the sight of God. You're never above anybody or below him. We're equal in the sight of God. We should remember that. Sometimes we're a little better than whoever, and sometimes we think we're not as good as Mr. or Miss Super whoever. We might think we're a little better or a little less than him or her. Handle yourself accordingly. Cut it out. We are equal and all have our jobs to tend to because God gave you the job. Now do it. Philippians 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Oh, come on. Bring it home, daddy-o. Bring it home. It says you got something to do. You got to do it. And provide it with good cheer, encouragement. Have humility. You're not better or less than anybody else. You're not better or less than anybody. You're the same. But you have your job to do and they have theirs. Both of them are honorable in the sight of God. It can only be done better than your best with the power of God. Ecclesiastes 11:6. Plant your seed in the morning and keep busy all afternoon. For you don't know if profit will come from one activity or another. Or maybe both.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
There it is right there. Do everything great. So we got the five C's and the four principles. First principle, we're going through them right now. Family first, business first. Second principle, always supportive, slightly detached, and always, always equal. Principle number three. Well, it's an awful lot, Pat. Yeah, because you've been given an awful lot, so start learning, right? Well, it's an awful lot. Yeah, it's an awful lot. You've been given an awful lot, so learn it. Principle number three. The truth to the right person at exactly the right time. That's a hard one, man. Listen, identify, and redirect people back to work. But to the truth, to the right person, you got to know who that is at exactly the right time. If you pick the wrong person, you'll have the wrong time for sure. The truth to the right person at exactly the right time. The truth. You got to know the truth to know the right person. You got to know the person to know the right time. Give people the truth, not behind their back, but right to them at the perfect time that will inspire them to work. Make sure you know the truth, and the right time will present itself so that good things happen. Boy, you got to get that one right. You get that one wrong, you make a mess out of everything, don't you? The truth to the right person at precisely the right time. The truth to the right person at precisely. You know what I had exactly in there? I like precisely better, don't you? Since I used it for the last 50 years. The truth to the right person at precisely the right time. Oh, that's principle number three. Principle number three comes with Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. Oh, remember that always, kids. When you think everything's going crazy and it's haywire and you're nutty or in a fruitcake and you don't know if you said the right thing or did the right thing, remember, even if when your aim is true, God makes lemonade out of lemons. Romans 8:28 tells you right there, look, God causes everything to work together, even when you goof it up. He causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Who is that? That's you. Well, you know you're a sinner. You know you're a creep. Yes, I do. But God loves me anyway for the blood of Christ, so that I have another day to try again. And in my sins, I go back to him and I say, please, God, please forgive me. I got to try again. Help me. He loves it that I come back. Does he like it that I sin? No. But he knows that here on earth, we are going to sin. Nobody is above it. We got to go to him all the time. And you're Christians. You get to do that. There are other walks of life and walks of faith that don't get to do that. You get to be forgiven every day, all the time. You get to try again, all the time. It's a gift we take for granted. We get to try again and again and again and again and again and again, and we still get to go to heaven. And we try and we try and we try and we try. We still get to go to heaven. Well, like the pastor always says, do you get to just sin? You can do anything you want? No, that's not true. That's not a Christian. And that means you're going to the wrong line. At the end of the day, you're going to the wrong line. You're going to the wrong place. We try every day. All of you try every day. I see you do it. All of you. Principle number four. Never expect the company to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Oh, we're so guilty of that. All of us. So let me run them down, right? Right? Principle number one. What's principle number one? Family first, business first. Principle number two, always supportive, slightly detached, and always, always equal. Principle number three, putting them together here, the truth to the right person, precisely the right time. And principle number four, never expect the company to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. You can't buy your own car, the company shouldn't do it for you. We don't burden the company with buying you a house or affording you credit or paying your charge card bills or your taxes. If you can't do that yourself, recalibrate. Take care of what you have been given and don't overburden your assets with debt and entitlement. Oh, entitlement. Entitlement, that's a whole story in itself, isn't it? If you've got entitlement, you're the only one that can fix it. If somebody else has entitlement, you can't fix it. But if you got it, you can fix it. But man, you got to know you got it. Entitlement tells you you deserve everything. Remember, you don't deserve anything. You don't deserve nothing. I don't deserve anything. God, in his mercy, has given me what I have. And by the way, God, in his mercy, has given you what is his. What's his? Get it? It's on loan. Everything I got's on loan. So take care of it. I got to take care of it. James 4:1-2. Now this takes a second, but dig what I'm saying. A warning against worldliness. And is I prefer the English Standard Version of this one. James 4:1-12. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? ? What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war with you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly. To spend it on your passions. You're adulterous people. You adulterous people! ! Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Woo! Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the scripture says, he yearns jealousy over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us. He yearns jealousy over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us. Oh, dig that. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Oh, he calls you a name there. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Double-minded is trying to do God and trying to do the world. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. Quit saying, look at my new something. Look at my new do something. Hang on a second. Can't let a little thing like blowing your nose get in the way, right? What am I saying here? You got to be unhappy all the time? No. I'm saying be happy for the right things. This scripture is saying be happy for the right things. Be sad that you're a sinner. Be sad that you sin, that you can't help yourself and you go to God for help. It's saying don't be guided. Don't gauge yourself by what you have in this world. Gauge yourself by your relationship with God. And your relationship, God, with the people, places, and things that he puts in your life. Yeah? The people, places, and things he puts in your life. Not money, property, and prestige. The people, places, and things he puts in your life, right? Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Your joy for what? He wants you to be humble, to be sad by the fact that you are not groovy all the time. You are not living by the standards of God. But then he says, so humble yourself to that fact and he will exalt you. Now that's what I'm talking about. I'm not here to make sure that Bob thinks I'm cool. I'm here to make sure that God thinks I'm cool. Now look, that was a big one. I expect all of you that have been appointed and anointed with the money that you have received in your life, the money that you have thrown away for no good reason, and now the life that you are giving yourself to Christ, I expect all of you to write an assignment and quit acting like. We have a website that gives you an example of an assignment and why. Read it. John wrote an example. Why do I write assignments? Why did I not want to write the assignment? Why do I write it now? Why do I correct the assignments? Why do I do Wednesday? It's right up there on the website. The website is revelation2221.com. What if you put in mmwjc.com? It'll still come up. You can go right to today's lesson. As soon as it's up, it'll be up a little bit later. Read it. Do your assignments. Quit acting like you're so important that you don't have time to do an assignment that could bless everybody else on this phone, including those people that just got started, that don't have two nickels to rub together, right? How many people on this phone make millions of dollars? Millions of dollars in their company, and they don't have two nickels to rub together. You don't think I know what that's like? You don't think John knows what that's like? Millions of dollars going through the account, you don't have two nickels to rub together. We all have the same problems, but for those that are new, it seems like it's impossible. It's not impossible. There is also a time when there are millions of dollars coming through, lots of money coming through accounts. And you do have money saved. Why? Because of chapter 45, learning to deal with unresolved conflict, the five C's and four principles. You have solutions here today. Write the assignments. There you go, kids. Chapter 45, unresolved conflict, the five C's and the four principles, 2022. What does it mean? Unresolved conflict is a specific process God gives you to learn who you are. Be patient, take the time, let God help you work the steps of the five C's and the four principles and enjoy the process of what he will make of you. What he will make of you, teaching you long term, not instant gratification, which we all want. That's out for a leader, kids. Instant gratification, that's out for a leader. Be a leader. Learn from the hard lessons. Be a good example. Amen, amen. Pray us out, Captain.